A week never passes when I don't hear the same words from someone. They're bearing a burden, they're bearing a load, and the load seems so overwhelming that oftentimes they'll make this statement, "I'm about to crack." The load seems to be such an overwhelming issue for them that they find themselves loaded down. And it's interesting how life works, because oftentimes we will go through things we don't understand. And in going through those things we don't understand, we'll find ourselves in pain we never dreamed we would experience. And that pain, if we're not careful, begins to define who we are beyond the purpose of God. And as a result, we find ourselves loaded down. And the truth of the matter is that when we look at life, it's very clear that God has a very distinctive and powerful plan for all of our lives. He wants to show us how to take care of that load, because the load is overwhelming without Jesus' help. Because we all go through things that when we go through them, we go, "I don't know that I can make it through this without the Lord being with me." I look across this room and I think about how many different stories are wrapped up in this room of people who had overwhelming burdens, overwhelming challenges. And yet all those challenges, all those overwhelming aspects, if they're answered in the Lord, then we are refreshed and we move forward. But if we answer them in ourselves, we're frustrated and overwhelmed. And it's amazing what Jesus does as we look today at a particular part of his teaching, because here is a place where Jesus shows us something. And it has to do with releasing the load that we have in life, because all of us have loads that we bear. And when we let go of those loads, we develop a tremendous life skill in life, because all of a sudden it's not us bearing it, but it's God working through us as we live through that particular experience. I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes there are overwhelming weeks where you have more on you than you can process. And when, as a result, you find yourself saying, "Lord, you got to help me, because this is more than I can think about. This is more than I can handle. This is the issue that's bigger than I am." And when you find yourself saying, "I'm about to crack," what that really says is that in my own humanness, I can't handle this load. And I need an outlet to be able to let go of it. And what you discover is that there's a way in which Jesus models and teaches how to let go of our load. So if you're here today, and let's just say you've had some overwhelming aspects that have come your way, the things that you look at saying, "I don't think I could bear this anymore. It seems to get the very best of me, because I find myself, it's 24/7, it's always at me, it never lets go." Well, what you discover is Jesus understood that we would face things like that. That's why he said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." The amazing thing you discover is Jesus understood that you and I would face things that would grab hold of us. So I want to ask you a few questions to kind of help you think about where you are. What does it take to refresh you? In other words, what is it that actually rejuvenates you and moves you forward? And I'm not talking about a glass of lemonade on a hot day. I'm talking about something far bigger than that. I'm talking about what it is that absolutely causes you to go, that I know the Lord indeed has an answer for me in this, and I'm refreshed by it. Because the truth is, when you look at life, there's sometimes overwhelming aspects that you look at and you go, "Wow, this could take me under. This could cause me to sink if I'm not careful." And yet, the reality is that the Lord never wants us to sink. He wants us to live through things. And listen carefully. It is not critical that we understand everything we face in life, but it is critical who we trust in. Because if we look at it from our own capacity to understand, you realize we can't explain most of the issues we face in life. If someone we love leaves us, we can't explain God's timing in that. If someone goes through heartache and pain with cancer or something, we can't explain that. But in the midst of it, what do? We keep on trusting. We keep on believing, because watch this carefully. If you bear that load on your own, you will crack. Because none of us have the capacity in ourselves to bear all that life throws at us. But if you allow the Lord to take your load up, he said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And you'll see how important it is today that if you're here, and by the way, no one's here by accident. Everyone's here because God intended for you to be in the Lord's house on this day. And today, if you have a load you need to let go of, this is a great day to do it. And what you'll discover, here's what you're going to discover. You will have a sense of brokenness that will come your way that will cause you to go, "I don't want to be there anymore. I don't want to bear that load anymore. I want to be set free from it. And I want to experience what God has for me." And when you do that, what's going to happen is you're going to release the load to the Lord, who, by the way, can carry it so much better than you. And so why not let him have it? And watch what happens when you trust the Lord with all of your heart and you don't lean on your own understanding. You start processing life the way God intended for you to process it. But not only do I ask you how do you refresh yourself and when's the last time, but I want to ask you another thing. When's the last time you were renewed in your spirit? In other words, where you just sensed in your spirit that God was renewing you, was speaking to you. Yesterday afternoon, I was in the middle of study in a particular part of the passage. And I was in Jeremiah. There's a verse there that you all are very familiar with probably. But it says, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things. And in this phrase, we often forget, which you do not know. Which you do not know. And let me tell you what I discovered. Sometimes God will refresh us and renew us by a simple promise. And that promise in Jeremiah 33:3 ought to speak to all of us. Call unto me and I'll show you great and mighty things. Aren't you glad that doesn't say, call unto me and I'll show you a few things that might cause you to feel better about yourself? I mean, aren't you glad it says, call me, I'll show you great and mighty things? What you discover is, as you look at this, as you look at what we're going to look at today, is that in all of our lives, we all have a very clear pathway God's laid out for us. And on that pathway, there are challenges and there are issues. There are burdens that become blessings if we let the Lord take our load away. There are things that we encounter that we can't always explain. And yet, we still have to bring ourselves to that point where we go, you know, Lord, I'm going to let go of that. And watch this carefully. If you identify in what you have been through, instead of the one who's carried you through it, then what you'll discover is that you, instead of releasing the load, you bear the load and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you identify in the Lord and say, Lord, I have this load that I'm bearing that is so encompassing, so challenging, that you need to bear this load for me. Then what happens is all of a sudden you become effective in living out your life instead of being ineffective because you find yourself, instead of hitting roadblocks, you instead come to forks where you can say, Lord, I'm going to trust you more. And as today, as we look inside of this particular text we're going to look at in Matthew chapter 11, if you have your Bible, turn to that passage. And as you're turning there, I want you to think about this question. Have you carried a load longer than God intended? Have you carried a load in your life that's longer than God ever intended? Let me ask you, do you have a pressure that you allow to continue to influence you, that God can help you deal with? Do you have an expectation? Maybe you have an expectation that expectation you recognize needs to be reckoned with in order to move forward. Do you have a conflict in your spirit? And that conflict, instead of it being something that you process through in order to trust the Lord even more, it becomes your identity. And listen carefully. If you identify in your problems instead of God's purpose, then all of life will be encompassed around all of the problems that you face. The rejection you feel from some particular people, the pain that other people cause you, situations you don't understand. But if you begin to identify in His purpose for your life, then you'll find rest and you'll find comfort. Oftentimes, I find myself with back-to-back opportunities to encourage someone to move forward. And every time I find myself in those encounters, I'm always saying, Lord, you have to give me the right insight, the right word, because in me, I have such limited capacity. But through you, there's some powerful that can happen. So Lord, speak through me what it is that will help someone let go of their load. And you know, if I took a card and I handed it out to everyone here and I said, okay, write down your biggest load, it'd be amazing what we'd read. For some, we'd read a pain that they've borne for a long time. Some, we'd read a sorrow that's so deep that the sorrow has stolen away their joy. And we would discover that what they have is they have a load they need to let go of, but it's become who they are. And so today, as you think about your own life, you realize something. The Lord wanted us to have rest, to have a refuge, to have a place we could turn towards. And without the Lord, the Bible says, without the Lord, they labor in vain that build it. You can't build a house. You can't build a life without the Lord at work in you. And so today, I want to just kind of take you into the intimacy of how Jesus speaks to this. And I'll show you that as we look at this text, because this is a powerful place where Jesus does something. He divides those who are bearing a load with those who let go of their load. And He shows the difference, because what happens is when you bear your own load, you are weary and heavy laden. It just gets the best of you. And I'll show you what those words mean as we look at this passage. But if you find him, he is gentle and humble, and he gives you rest. And that word rest that he uses there, it has this meaning. It gives us the message that when we rest in him, all of life fits together. Even our pain, even our heartache, even the markers that are there, they remind us of something. My friend came in a moment ago, Alexander, who was hit by a jet ski over the July 4th weekend. Had the privilege of visiting with her at the hospital this week, and one of the things that we talked about is, first of all, the gratitude that she lived and didn't die, because it is obvious by the way she was hit, she could have easily lost her life. But secondly, we talked so clearly about how we come through situations in life that teach us valuable lessons, that grow us up, that move us forward. Now, if Alexander were to take that jet ski accident and let that be the defining marker of her life, that would mean that she's going to bear that load forever. But if she lets that load be released to the Lord, then she begins to understand what he means by saying, I'm gentle and humble. I'll carry you forward. And that's why when we look at what the Bible does something all through it. The Bible teaches what happens when we let go of something and what happens when we hang on to it. And what you discover is the psalmist speaks of this many times. And so I want to reference a couple of verses. In Psalm 62, there's a place where we read that the scripture says that there's this cry out, on God my salvation and my glory rest. And what he goes on to say is that he is the rock of my strength. My refuge is in the Lord. Now, I want you to imagine what the psalmist says here. I had a burden that was so big I couldn't bear it. And so the psalmist opened the door for me to have a refuge, and I let go of what it is I was facing. The 116th Psalm also references how we find refuge in him. In fact, listen to what it says. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. When he says return, what he's saying is, I've been through something I didn't understand, and it was too overwhelming. But then I came back to what it is God would do for me, and God would help me in great ways. And listen, if we don't believe God will help us in great ways, then what happened to it? We get burdened down by things we can't even handle. We can't even process. So it's very important for us to grasp all that God has for us today as we think about our own burden and our own load. And here's what happens if we're not careful, and it's a trick that the adversary will play on anyone. A person will say, you don't understand how big my load is. In fact, that's exactly why Jesus teaches the way he does in Matthew chapter 11. Because here's what people are saying. My load has become my identity. And so if you're here and maybe inside of you, you have that churning that says, you just don't know how deep my pain is. You don't know how overwhelming my hurt is. You don't understand my situation. The truth is, it's not critical that I understand it, but it is critical if you understand it, God understands it, because God is the one who will carry you through what it is you're facing in life. So there's one other verse I want to refer to you, and then I want to show you how we start coming to grips with the truth of what will set you free in Matthew chapter 11, and that is in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 15. I will feed my flock, and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord God. You see, here's what we discover. God will always help us when we find ourselves most in need. And what he's illustrating here is that when we're hungry for him to speak, for him to help us, then he becomes our rest. And so if you're here today, and maybe you don't even know all the reasons you're here, maybe you're overwhelmed by something, maybe someone's expectation, maybe some life pressure, maybe some circumstance, but you're here and you understand today that you could open yourself up to allow him to speak to you, then the words that Jesus says are absolutely life-changing. And in Matthew chapter 11, we find ourselves in verses 25 through 30 at a place where Jesus makes that powerful statement in verse 28, come to me. And what he was saying was that I'm the source of everything that will ever encourage you, so please come my way. But what I want us to do today is I want us to come to grips with the truth that will set us free. Because what you discover is Jesus is dealing with something very critical. And let's just kind of look at it. Because notice, if you would, in verse 20, notice what he says. Let's understand the circumstances by which he is speaking these words. Notice what he said. Then he began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles were done because they did not repent. Now, stop right there and get a hold and a handle on what he's saying here. Jesus has just done so many amazing things that anybody ought to get it. But they don't. And here's what happened. They keep hanging on to their own load, which, by the way, their load was religion. Their load was, we'll do it this particular way because this is the only way we know, and we're not going to turn in any other direction. And Jesus says, of all these things that have transpired, all the things that are the miracles that have been worked, all of the transformation that has occurred, how can you not get it? He says, you don't repent. And it's interesting, you look on down to verse 24, notice what Jesus said. Nevertheless, I say to you that it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Now, imagine the power of this statement, because here's what Jesus said. In the worst of times, people who had absolutely disconnected from God in any way will have it better than you because you have had the privilege to know how to release your load and move forward. But you said no. Amazingly, in this room, there are people who bear big loads. In fact, I would actually estimate that most people in here bear a load. Some pain, some heartache, some rejection, some situation. And I think that's why when Jesus opens his heart up in the 25th verse and following, he brings us to a place where we begin to look at ourselves. Because the first thing we see is our desire to learn reveals us to himself and reveals us to Jesus. Our desire to learn. I mean, notice if you would, let's begin reading in verse 25. And let's read this text because this kind of speaks to the whole idea of us breaking down this load that we bear, these issues that we face, these things we encounter. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way we are well pleasing. Excuse me. Yes, Father, for this way was well pleasing in your sight. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me. Verse 28, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When you read this, you realize that here is a place where all of a sudden we grab hold of a very powerful concept. And it has to do with letting go of what it is that could absolutely destroy who we are, letting go of what burden we bear, letting go of what issues we encounter, and saying, Lord, you have to work through this. You have to help me in the midst of this. And what you discover is that as Jesus notes that he's been dealing with two different distinctive groups, he says, you have kept away from the wise and intelligent and revealed yourself to infants. And he uses this to divide in half those who are proud and those who are humble. Those who in their own pride say, you know what, we've got this deal figured out. And no matter what it is that we face, we're going to do it our way. And those who are infants who humbly say, Lord, I don't know what to do but turn to you. And so today, think about this for a second. There are only two camps that Jesus talks about. Those who think somehow they can get it on their own, and those who know that they're desperately dependent on God to help them. I don't know if you're like me, but I want to be in this camp. I don't want to be in this camp where I'm going, okay, I've got that figured out. I've got an answer to that. And what you discover is he talks about the wise and intelligent. And it's interesting because when you look at it from the original language, it has to do with those who are dependent on their own capacity to make things work. That they're going to reckon with all the issues they encounter in life. And they're totally dependent on their own capacity. He says they are wise, they are intelligent. And he's not talking about intellectual intelligence here. He's talking about the wisdom and the capacity to know that you can trust the Lord. I want to ask you, have you ever depended on your own capacity to work through things? Thought, hey, I can fix that. I can remedy that. The reality is, can you fix anything? No. The Lord is the one who fixes the issues of our lives and helps us become effective versus ineffective. But then he talks about the infants. And you'll notice that in verse 25, because here he says, you have revealed them to infants. And here's what you discover. An infant is dependent. And what he's trying to say is those who are dependent on God to reveal life to them, that kind of person is going to be able to make it through whatever circumstance they have. So imagine for a second. Here he says the wise and intelligent are absolutely independent, gifted, skilled, have all the capacity to make everything work until they hit something that's bigger than they are. And then what happens to them? They get weary, they get heavy laden, watch this, and they lose out on life. But those who are humble, he says, those infants, they are so dependent on me that they are going to discover how life works. And that's why Jesus says here that everything is revealed. Everything is revealed by Jesus to whoever he wills and whoever he chooses to reveal himself to. And so here's what you and I need to learn, first of all, that we need to have the right desire. We need a desire that God would reveal himself to us when we live through difficult things, when we live through challenging things, when we live through things that seem to encompass us and overwhelm us. And then all of a sudden, it's interesting what Jesus says. If I be lifted up. And in 1 Corinthians 2, it's there that we read, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither is entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. So what is he saying here? It's so important for us to have the right desire. But not only that, because when we turn to the next verse, what does he say? Come to me. Come to me. And what he's talking about here is our understanding. And it's not just our understanding of who he is, but our understanding to commit to lordship. In other words, that he is Lord of all. Now, when we understand lordship, what does that mean? It means we recognize his authority in every situation we face in life. And so what happens is, let's say we go through something that we don't understand, that seems unbearable. It's there that we say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you because you're the Lord of my life. You're the one who's ordered my steps. You're the one who knows the intent of my thoughts. You're the one who knows what I'm up to in life. And all of a sudden, something begins to happen because what happened? We start understanding. And that's why he begins with that verse by saying, come to me. And it's an invitation. And if you read it from the original language, it was an invitation for someone who has been discouraged to be encouraged. Because listen carefully, when you come to him, you can always be encouraged. When you come to him, no matter what you're facing, you'll be encouraged in what it is that you're encountering. So he says, come to me. And he's talking about is making sure that we commit. And that word commit is challenging at times because when we commit to something, we stand firm in what it is we believe. And we commit. And what he's saying here is when we commit to lordship, something happens very powerfully. But notice what he said. All of those, he said, come to me because there are those who are weary and those who are heavy laden. And I want you to look at both these words, because these concepts, because Jesus is saying something so powerful here in just a few verses. Because first of all, he talks about those who are weary. And when he talks about being weary, it has to do with being utterly exhausted. And what it shows is that we're seeking to please God in our own human terms. In other words, we're trying to figure out a way to measure up. And we're trying to find an answer that the only answer is Jesus. And what he's saying here is sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we find ourselves overwhelmed by the weary things that come our way. And when we face those things, in that weariness, what does he say? Come to me. Come to me. Because I'm the one who's going to help you. But not only weariness, but he talked about being heavy laden. And that verse has the idea of someone dumping a load on someone who impossibly, it's impossible for them to handle. I mean, when you look at it, when someone puts something on you more than you could bear and you're exhausted, what it really says is we lean on our own abilities to accomplish the impossible. For many years, I had the privilege of traveling on different trips with Doc Stanley, the cruise and stuff like that. And my personal responsibility was to help those who were heavy laden, who had tried to do it on their own and tried to find their own answer. And what would happen was that there was an imaginary line that people would cross, because when they left land and got on the boat, they believed that they had the capacity to dump everything they've ever faced in life on whoever would listen. And so I became a dumping station for everyone to be able to say, well, this is what I've been through and that's what I've been through. And I'll never forget one year I was sitting on the boat and lady walked up and said, well, I'm thinking about jumping tonight. And I said, well, where are you going to jump to? I was, you know, I thought she's just going to jump around and dance or something. Who knows? And she said, no, I'm going to jump over. I said, really? Now, why would you do that? Well, and then she began to share. And here's what she began to share. The things that were absolutely impossibly resolved, she was depending on herself to resolve them. And we had a week in which we encountered each other numerous times. She didn't jump. Thank God. But the reality is that oftentimes people will get on those boats and think, well, I'm going to tell everything I've been through. And here's what happened. Listen carefully. If we are weary and heavy laden and we don't have an outlet, which is the Lord to help us through it, then what happens is we find ourselves at a dumping station. You ever had anybody dump something on you? I mean, everybody, you ever had someone walk up to you and tell you something that absolutely flattened you? And you came away going, man, I can't believe they just said that. Oftentimes, I'll hear people say things. And when they say it, I will stop them in their tracks and say, now stop for a moment and say that again and hear yourself. Because what happens sometimes, watch this carefully, our mind gets in front of our heart. And we start saying something and we forget what James said. Be slow to speak. And we'll say something that absolutely crushes another person, not even realizing that what we're really saying is we're heavy laden. We're dependent on ourselves to solve the impossible. And I'm so glad that Jesus said that those who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. And what he's talking about here, this idea of rest, is to be renewed and revived and refreshed. It carries all three concepts with it. Where Jesus, here's what Jesus is saying. No matter what is coming down on you, and no matter what you're feeling, I'm going to cause you to rest, and I'm going to refresh you. I'm going to renew you. I'm going to revive you. And what you discover is that what happens, a fire gets rekindled. And that fire begins to grab hold. And all of a sudden, you start feeling like, hey, I can make it through this. And listen carefully. If you're at a place where you don't think you can make it through it, then you're at the right place, because then you realize that you have to come to Him. He says, come to Me. Don't do it on your own. Because if you do it on your own, you're going to be weary. You're going to be heavy laden. But if you do it My way, you're going to find rest. Then notice, he says, the next thing he talks about. First of all, he talks about what our desire is. What do we desire in life? And by the way, you desire for Him to help you take care of your load, He'll do so. If you desire for Him to work in your life, He will do it. But then we learn how that we gain understanding as we learn to come to Him. But then you'll notice the third thing I want you to see is in verse 29, because notice what he says, take My yoke upon you and learn from Me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Here you see something very powerful, because here he talks about our willingness to release everything to Him in submission. And submission is a very powerful concept. Because it's here that He brings to light that as we begin to live, we will learn how to take His yoke. And by the way, when you look at that idea of taking that yoke on, it has to do with the whole idea of making sure that whatever it is that overwhelmed you, He'll bear that. He'll take care of that. He'll help that load be carried forward. And so He says, let Me take that yoke. Let Me help you through this, because I'm gentle and humble. And what you discover is when you see that word where He talks about that you will learn from Me, when He talks about learning from Him, it has to do with becoming a disciple. In other words, coming to the place where you grasp what it is that God has for you. And here's what you discover. There is a source. In fact, in this verse, there are three sources we can absolutely depend on to help us, to refresh us. The first one is the whole idea of the source of instruction. He says here that you will learn from Me. You will learn what it is that I have for you. And what you discover is, here's what he's saying. I have something to teach you if you're willing to listen. And any school teachers here, that's a part of our fellowship, they grasp very clearly that there is instruction to be followed. And if a people doesn't listen to the instruction, what do they get out of that? They get nothing out of the lesson. Let me ask you a question. You ever cram for a test? Memorize everything you need to memorize? 3 days later, you couldn't pass that test again in your life. Okay? Because what did you do? You didn't allow it to instruct you. You just took in the capacity to pass what it was you were facing in life. You assumed, watch this, you assumed you would never face that test again. Do you realize that's exactly what happens to those who find themselves overwhelmed? They think their load is never going to be big again, and another load comes. And the next day, they think, well, that load's not going to be big again, and it comes again. I was flying on a flight just a few days ago, and on the plane, I always sit on the exit row, and it's interesting because flight attendants, they all have different mannerisms, they all have different spirits, it's always fun to see what kind of interaction you're going to have. And so I get on a plane, and I'm on the aisle seat, and there's two rows of exit rows there, and on those exit rows, there's one girl, and she has these Bose headphones on. I don't know if you noticed this, but people walk around with these Bose headphones on all the time, so if the plane was burning, they wouldn't know it because they can't hear anything. And so the flight attendant walks up and says, okay, I need to talk to all of you. Well, I'm sitting there, you know, I'm listening because I'm thinking about it. I'm on a row of six people, and I'm the only guy. The rest are girls. I'm thinking, if we do have to get off this plane, I got to pull that door. And so the lady starts talking, and she looks over, and the girl has her Bose headphones on still, just reading her little magazine. And she said, hey, peck that lady, I want to tell her something. She said, take those earphones off, I'm trying to tell you something. And what she was doing was, she was saying, you have a responsibility, and I am your source of instruction. If this plane goes down, do you know how to take the door out? Do you understand what you're supposed to do? And you could tell that girl, her face turned white. Because let me tell you something. She got on that row because she's a medallion. She didn't get on there because she's planning to attend to save anybody. That wasn't her purpose. She got on that row thinking, man, I got more leg room. But what did that flight attendant bring to light? That there are responsibilities that we all face when we assume a particular place. And listen carefully. In life, what Jesus says, you have a position you must assume, and that is that you are willing to learn. Learn from me. Learn from me. But he not only says that, though, he says also that he's gentle and humble. Look how the verse unfolds. For I am gentle and humble in heart. What does he say here? I'm a source of liberation for you. In other words, I can help you because I am gentle and I am humble. I can cause you to feel that you can make it through this. Don't you love it when you know the Lord's gentle and he blesses you in a comfortable way? He comes and whispers your name, helps you when you find yourself facing challenges. He's a source of liberation. It sets us free when we see him as one who liberates. We just have to be willing to allow that to transpire, to move forward. Then you'll notice that he says something else. For he says in this verse, he says so clearly, and you will find rest for your soul. And when it says there, you will find, you ought to underline that, because here's what he's saying. He's saying to you and me that there is rest for our soul. And he is a source of transformation for us. In other words, you may be sitting here saying, you understand how big my deal is. Yes, I do. Because listen carefully. All of us face those deals. We all face those issues. And what happens is we learn to let the Lord transform us and change our ways, move us forward. This week, I had myself a notice in the mail that I'd never like to get, but I knew I had to probably at some point. I got a jury summoned. I don't know how many of you like that wonderful moment, but I've always liked it because I never get picked because I'm a pastor. So, and I've learned through the years that you just say certain things like, are you objective? Yes, I am. Every person has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and every person needs to repent in order to get over their crime. And it's amazing how seldom you get picked when you say that. And the reality, though, is I got picked on a day in which I'm actually going to be in Argentina. So I called the phone, and I talked to the lady on the phone, and I said, ma'am, I said, I have a real problem. I said, you have me down for jury duty. I'm going to be in another country serving the Lord. I can't do it that day. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me, but after you go through 40 prompts on a phone, your flesh can take over at some point where you're going, this is not good. And I'd already left a message for the lady to call me, so I found myself, she returning my call. Let me tell you what she did. She transformed what could be a very negative experience into something very powerful, very positive. She said, well, I'm sorry you're not going to be in town. Could we reschedule you to another date? Would that work for you? I'm sitting there going, they don't do this at the courthouse. They tell you, you change your plan, And I said, well, yes, ma'am, that would be helpful. She said, well, we can actually extend it out 90 more days. You can be 3 months from now before you do it, if you would like. I said, I can? She said, oh, yes, you can. See, listen, I'm being transformed because she's taking my load and I'm finding rest for my soul. And she tells me that. And I said, well, you know what? Let me look. And so I looked at my calendar and she said, what about such a date? I said, no, I'm not going to be available that date. And what about, I can't do that date. But I said, but I could do this date. She said, oh, that's wonderful. I'll put you down. Listen carefully. If you get a jury summons, you ask for Margaret. You may be because let me tell you something. Margaret is a gift from heaven because she helped me. And here's what Jesus says. Listen carefully. If you get a life summon in which you face pain, heartache, difficulty, rejection, persecution, whatever it is you're facing, turn to the source who will transform you, and that is Jesus. And then you'll notice in that final verse, he says how important it is that we find rest for our soul. Notice what he says there. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And what he's saying to you and me is that there is a blessing to rest in him that far exceeds anything we could ever imagine. And I love what Jeremiah said in the 31st chapter and the 25th verse. He said it this way. For I satisfy the weary one. And when I read that verse, I realize something. It may be you're here and you're burdened, overwhelmed, and facing things. It may be that you're facing things that you never dreamed you would. But let me tell you what I want to encourage you to think about today. There's one who bore that burden for you, who really is the answer. He's the answer to our heartaches, the answer to our difficulties. And if you come today and you're carrying a big load, if there's any life skill you can get today, it is through you can let go of it. And I'm going to tell you what you're going to discover. You'll feel a sense inside of you that says, I don't have to bear that anymore. And something powerful will begin to happen to you that day. And may it be today that God does an amazing work in you. Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest for your soul. No more powerful thing than that. And to realize that two camps were divided as Jesus began to speak, those who thought they had it figured out and those who knew they had to be dependent on God. And may it be said of us that we live in a camp where we're dependent on God. You may not understand everything, but you can trust him because he is the one who's ordered the steps of every person's life. And he's the one who longs for all of us who ever live here to ultimately be with him forever. And that's why heaven is a special place, because we discover that God has made provision for every person who trusts in him. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the power of your word. Speaks to our life. Thank you, Lord, for the burdens we bear because it turns us towards you. Lord, I think about those who are here who are facing a burden, facing a load. They hear what you said. Come to me, all you who are weary, trying to do it on your own. All you who are heavy laden, dumping all the problems on top of everyone else. And Lord, you would give us rest. And so, Lord, I pray you would speak to our hearts today. Help us to experience your rest. Help us to experience how you move us forward. And we'll praise you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.